Fans, we'd like to thank our premier sponsors for making our Shore Sports Network broadcast possible. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoone's Restaurants, and Surf Taco, thank you for your tremendous support throughout the season.
One more quarter to go. 23-15. And on a great opportunity for...
Nice try anyway.
$500. That was a terrible kick. You've got the wind. Oh, yikes.
That gentleman had a 50-yard punt, threw it about 35 yards. Matty had a chippy for 500, and he blew it.
What a bummer.
Embarrassing, too, because it was in front of everybody.
Back now to work. Ball at the 17-yard line of Duquesne. Our final set of 15 minutes starting here with the snap of the football. Dukes are showing blitz. Here they come. Hill hangs in there. Goes to Sterling, who catches the football. And in for the touchdown. Sterling going up top using all 6'4", climbing the ladder and getting Monmouth to within a 2-point conversion of tying this one up. Sixth touchdown reception for the big guy, Neil Sterling, who brings it in, and Monmouth will keep the offense on and try and tie it up at 23.
That's what I'm talking about, Matt. Big-time throw, big-time catch. And right now, you got to go right back to him. I'd run the same two-point play that I ran last time, especially if they're going to single him up.
Chris Johnson has the assignment. 6 seconds into our fourth quarter. They want Sterling again. The fade in the end zone. Sterling goes up and makes an unbelievable catch up over the top of Johnson. He went around, through him, and hit the ground, hanging onto the football. We are tied at 23, and Kessler Field is electric right now. 23-23 our score. 14:54 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. 14:54 to go, and Monmouth has done their job here in the second half. They've tied it up at 23. Two touchdowns, two 2-point conversions. Neil Sterling playing a big role in the offense here in the second half. High end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded by Romming at the 10-yard line. Big hole up the middle. Look out at the 40. He's got the kicker to beat. Breaks a tackle the 45-yard line. Player's able to get back and make the stop. And a momentum swing again as number 15, Devin Romming, almost took it the distance. The junior from Miami, Florida, showing the speed there and takes the ball back into Hawk territory at the 38-yard line.
And Duquesne, after Monmouth comes back to tie the game at 23, says game on. Big kickoff return there. Santangelo did well to slow him down, allowed his coverage unit to come back and get him. But, Matt, maybe we've got a finish on our hands now. Some exciting football in the fourth quarter.
Bekele with an eye set this time. Dorsey at the fullback spot, and it's Jason Douglas at the tailback position. Split wide receiver set, tight end off to the left. Douglas getting the carry. Stretch play to the left side. Trying to turn a corner. Cannot. Dropped in the backfield. Great backside pressure by O'Hara and Jerzynski. Make it second down and 11. The scoring drive for Monmouth. Six plays, 57 yards. A minute 52 off the clock. Brandon Hill to Neil Sterling. 17 yards out and the two-point conversion, 23-23. We sit right now.
I know fans probably get tired of hearing me say it, broken record style, but why wouldn't you abuse Neil Sterling if you're the Monmouth quarterback? Throw him the ball 30 times a game. Seven, Matt, for 79 and a score today.
Second and 11, Ryan Ho squirts out of the bottom of the pile at the 36-yard line. Stacked the up count, there, a gain of just about three.
Third down.
And Hill right now, and Duquesne going quickly. Make the point after this play.
Monmouth able to get their nickel package on. Looking for a pass rush setup. Bekele now sets the offense up. Late movement by the Monmouth front four. Pressure coming. Here comes Demersion. Here comes McDonough. Bekele hanging there. He's got a man open. Dave Thomas makes the catch inside the 20-yard line. Slip past the coverage of Clark Coe. There is a flag down. This may be a roughing the passer call, and it is. Ball spotted at the 11. You know, all things considered, with the completion. Not that you ever want to see a penalty. Doesn't really hurt Monmouth all that much in the big picture of things. You don't want to give any extra yards, but at least it wasn't somewhere where Duquesne was pinned all the way back. They have it at the 11, and with a half the distance to the penalty now, they get it at the 6.
Right. It ends up being about a 5-yard penalty. So if you're going to get that call in any area of the field, that's the one there. This Monmouth defense was so good in the third quarter. Now Duquesne has kind of come back alive here in the fourth.
Split back set. Beekhill, play action. Looking in the flat. Dorsey wide open. Catches the football and in for the score. Hawks biting on the play fake. It looks like Clark Coe had the assignment just too late to get there. And Ethan Dorsey hauls it in for Dorsey, his first touchdown catch of the year. The old fullback in the flat. And just like that, Monmouth has relinquished the tie and given Duquesne back the lead 29-23.
So now each quarterback has thrown 3 touchdown passes, and this game has really picked up this last quarter and a half or so.
Austin Crimmins on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. We step out here for a quick 30-second timeout. Duquesne 30, Monmouth 23, 13-19 to go in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. We will recap the game today and the season in general on the final edition of the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. A little bit off schedule this week, always on Tuesday nights. The broadcast of the show will be played after the Monmouth basketball game. Hawks on the road for a 6 o'clock tip-off with Penn State, and the football show will follow immediately after that. Kickoff here, Tevron Brandon trying to answer for Monmouth. Got set at the 5, moves his way out to the 20, out over the 25, gets out to the 28-yard line where it'll be first down and 10. Now for the Monmouth offense, their turn to see if they can again get the Hawks back into this football game.
Hawks were down 23-7 at the half, Matt. Came roaring back to tie it at 23. Credit Duquesne. Big drive there last time having the football, ending up in a touchdown. So now Monmouth will have to get on the comeback again, but they've been good. Brandon Hill, 15 of 22, 248, and 3 touchdowns.
First down and 10. Here's Asante getting the carry. Hit again in the backfield. Did get forward progress. Pickup of a yard to the 30. Nothing more than that. Make it second down and 9 now. Monmouth will work into the win for the remaining part of this football game.
Second down and 9.
At least for regulation. Did I just break a rule?
You pretty much.
Sorry.
Second and 9. Richards and Phillips. Slot receiver combo to the left. Sterling up top to the right, giving him a lot of cushion. 3-man rush. They look for Sterling. That one almost intercepted. Thrown into double coverage. Far side, Devin Williams, the corner man. And then Christian Kuntz bounced off and added an extra dimension into coverage. Make it third down and 9.
Third down and 9.
And Hill just singing his praises, how good he's been. That time, that's what he doesn't do well. He locked right in on Sterling, and it allowed 2 Duquesne players to get into coverage.
Asante, the single back. 4 wide receiver sets. Someone comes in, joins Sterling far side. Richards and Phillips coming to the left. This one in the direction of Richards, who will make the catch. Step out of bounds for a Monmouth first down. Out to the 41-yard line.
Complete to Richards,
so the sticks will move here.
Out of bounds.
Tough throw that time into the wind across
that
the field, but Hill
Monmouth
able to get just
down
enough on it,
yeah, lot
to
of,
get it to Richards.
Matt, a lot of arm strength, not to cut you off on that one there, to the far side of the field. And all Thad Richards does is make big plays on third down.
Give forward progress to the 42. Here's Julian Hayes back into the game, and he will work his way out to the 47-yard line. That is a gain of 5, second down and 5. And, you know, we've seen this team, obviously, over the course of the whole year, and they are so much more effective when they get that decent first down game.
Now it sets up second and manageable, and the fact that Hayes was able to pick up those 5 yards, now play action is in play. You can keep it on the ground, maybe look to test this team vertically. Matt, they're staying on schedule here, so we'll see what the coaching staff and Brandon Hill elects to do.
Three wide set. This time it's Phillips as the single man near sideline left. Sterling the wide man up top to the right. And flags coming out for Monmouth again. It has been a problem today. And Brandon Maxwell continuing to have his issues. Fifth procedure penalty against MU.
We've heard the number. You said it. 72 has unfortunately been called, Matt, I think more than we've heard all season, it seems. He's normally not a mistake-prone player.
Now you get back really off of schedule on what will be second and 10. Same formation. Pumps once. They want McLafferty, and he's open at the 45-yard line. Stiff arms his man to get forward to the 35. Half a step away from getting by Rich Pekarski and into the end zone. Well-designed play, but another flag is down for Monmouth. This is going to be a hold, I think.
Oh, that's a crusher.
Face mask against Monmouth. Let's get the
personal foul. Face mask on the offense, number 55.
And that, Matt, wipes away a long first down completion from Hill to McLafferty. That is just a drive crusher, as actually Hunchak's going to come out of the game now.
We certainly don't see that very much. Hunchak coming out of the game. That's a killer for sure. You know, you lean on this offensive line, which has three fifth-year guys. Max Ruiz will come in, number 69, backup center, to take at least this snap. 6'1", 280-pound junior. He will anchor the middle of this offensive line. Hunchak to take a seat on the bench. Second down and 25 now for Monmouth. They had it second and 5. Keep it on the ground with Hayes. Breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage. Comes forward, gets to the 34-yard line. Now third down and still long here for Monmouth. Got to figure out a way to get this first down. You know, there's still a ton of time left. Just over 10 minutes to go. You just don't want to put yourself in a position where you go back two scores. You're almost in a spot where you got to match points for points.
Right, and you were already down by that deficit. Took you a while to get back into it. You can't give it right back to Duquesne as quickly as you tied it up.
Third down here in long, about 18. Hill hanging in the pocket, eluding the rush for a second, and then getting sacked. Christian Kuntz again. That's his fourth sack of the day.
It'll bring up a fourth down.
Penalties on that drive. That doomed Monmouth. Procedure penalty after a 5-yard gain and a 15-yard penalty after what would have been a first down, and Monmouth having it around the 35-yard line of Duquesne.
And now you're at the mercy of the Duquesne offense. Monmouth needs a big play.
Pressure coming. Ryan Moore hanging one in the air into the wind. Coming up to make the fair catch is Romming at the Duquesne 43-yard line. Just can't make those mistakes, you know. To say the procedure fair penalty, okay. You can't have an offensive face mask with a personal foul.
And the way, Matt, that Mike Hunchak was taken out of the football game, I didn't see the play in real time. It was almost done as though as a punishment because he committed a penalty that he didn't have to. And as a fifth-year guy playing in your final game, those are penalties that you cannot commit, especially when you're again trailing and on the comeback trail.
First down and 10 now from the Duquesne 43-yard line. Dukes will go with an offset eye formation set to the right. It's Ryan Ho back in at the tailback spot. Play action. Duquesne wanting more. Going down the near side. Brandon had step-for-step coverage with Romming, and the ball deflected away. Make it second down and 10.
See who else was down there in coverage? I think Coach Callahan was down there. He trailed the throw every yard it was going, and he was right on the sideline when the ball was knocked away by Tevron, who had a slow, really, first half and struggled, has been good here in the second half.
Well, he is a former defensive back, you know. He can get down the field step for step still a little bit.
He coaches that unit, too, with the help of Larry Zadilla. Very, very intimately aware with what's going on in the defensive backfield.
Second down and 10. 9:12 to go, fourth quarter. Dorsey in motion at the H-back spot from right to left. Draw play set up for Ho. Ho, good hole up the middle. gets it to the 50-yard line. Gain of 7. Another big third down conversion coming up here on what will be a third and a full 3 yards.
Third down and 3.
Official Matt will take timeout. Duquesne player is down. It's one of the offensive linemen. Looks like Balmaceda who's down.
6'1", 308, senior. Now, this is a same type situation that Monmouth was in last year. Final game of the season. You have to take the trip from east to west for MU. Last time they finished up their year at Robert Morris. And sometimes that drive, you know, I hate to say messes with your head a little bit, but you got a long way to get out here. It's a long drive. You think, it's just the last game of the year. But, you know, you forget that on both sides of the football, it's senior day here for Monmouth. It's the last day of the season for Duquesne as well. Their season's over after today, and they've got a host of guys that are trying to finish up their year with a win.
Absolutely, and the last thing that they want to do is go into someone's senior day and not play well. You know, what's their motivation? They want to ruin Monmouth's senior day and know that they won their final collegiate game as well. It's all about keeping yourself motivated. And we got a 7-point game here.
Third down and 3. Huge play in this football game with 8:45 and rolling. Two wide receivers set to the left. Beekill wants to throw. Eludes the rush. Goes to his left. Will throw it to the sideline. Catch was made by Ryan Ho, and it will be ruled as a catch at the Hawks 45.
Beekill's pass.
Tough play, Matt.
Great job by Beekill keeping the play alive. Finally found Ho on the sideline.
I know you saw, I did too. Ho initially was covered. Onukuzi and Sikowski had coverage. Onukuzi opted to go to the quarterback, Beekill. Sikowski lost Ho on the back end for the Duquesne first down.
So they don't hold here on third down. Let's see what Monmouth can do defensively on a fresh set. First and 10 for Duquesne at the Monmouth 45-yard line. Give is up the middle. Fullback again will get it. Ethan Dorsey. Small gain, maybe a 2-yard pickup. Gets to the 43-yard line.
Dorsey, the ball.
Make it second down and 8. 8 minutes remaining. 30-23 in favor of Duquesne.
Second down and 8.
Four-man front for the Hawks. Linebacking core of the starting three. Onukuzi, Demersian, and Sikowski. Three wide receivers set. Slot receiver combo to the left. Single man Gianni Carter back to the right. Here is Beekill running. Quarterback option off the left side. Joe Johnson coming up to make a nice low tackle. Good open field tackle by Johnson. No gain on the play. Now another third down situation.
And, Matt, this is the one you need to make a play on, because if Duquesne picks up the first down here, they're in scoring territory.
Same package. It will be Dave Thomas. He's made some big catches today. Devon Romming up top, formation left. Kyle Schumann, the tight end, set to the right side, along with Gianni Carter. One back set with Beekill. Thomas in motion from left to right. Play clock down now to 2. Beekill throws over the middle. Finds Thomas, who makes the catch. Has the first down and more.
Beekill
down inside the 20-yard line. Gets to the 19. Shifty receiver. Found a seam. Delivered on a line by Beekill. And it is another first down for Duquesne.
As good as this defense was helping Monmouth come back into the game, Matt, credit Duquesne in this fourth quarter. They have the lead after Monmouth tied it, and now they're driving for a potential real nail-in-the-coffin score.
I formation set. Here is the give to Douglas, who almost broke it off the right side. Tripped up to the 15, falls forward close to the 13-yard line.
Douglas,
that's a gain of 6. Make it second down and 4.
Second down.
Demersian in on that last stop for Monmouth. And now Duquesne not only trying to get back to a 2-score advantage, also taking the clock into account as well. They're working in between plays here. Play clock is down under 10. Carter, the near side wide receiver. Romming up top to the left. Schumann motions across. Here's the give, hit in the backfield and dropped. It was Douglas who had it. O'Hara, Leslie, Nick Carroll all in on that stop. Loss of a few on the play. Make it third down now and seven.
Douglas, the ball carrier.
We'll see what Duquesne elects to do here. Matt, do they keep it on the ground or do they go to the air and try and pick it up, potentially stopping the clock?
Well, they're going to certainly take their time here on this third down setup. Oduho comes back into the game. Near side wide receiver trips up top to the left. Third down and seven. Here comes pressure. They let it go. It's almost intercepted. Oh, that would have been huge for Monmouth to pick it. Pressure from Leslie and Sikowski. Nick Carroll able to break on it. And on fourth down now, on will come the field goal unit. And Austin Crimmins, who's got three field goals on the day.
Whatever creative field goal block you have in your playbook, you need to pull it out here. Keep this a one-score game. If Duquesne can kick this and push it to a 10-point advantage, Matt, hard to come back from that with 4:51 to go in the fourth.
Pekarski, the holder, has not quite set himself yet. And now will put himself at the 23-yard line. 33-yard attempt. That's the longest of the day today for Crimmins. So he's already hit from this spot. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up, drifting a little to the left and no good. Maybe a bit of the curse of Kessler coming into play. The swirling wind pushing that a little bit to the left. And Monmouth dodging a bullet. They will get the football back. Still a one-score game at 30-23. 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter.
And there you have it. Second life again. The Hawks tied this game up at 23. They gave it back to Duquesne. 30-23. And now with a touchdown drive, Monmouth can tie this one up again. So the defense did all they could do there, fortunate enough to get the Duquesne missed field goal. Now we'll see what Brandon Hill and crew can do.
Defense has played good here in this second half, giving up just the one score. Stand-up defensive line with four coming for Hill. Wanting to throw. Lets it go. Ball was deflected, which negates what would have been a pass interference. Asante was taken down, but once that ball's hit at the line of scrimmage, all bets are off. Sam Martello makes sure that KB could not get to that football.
And you're taught defensively, once you see, hear that ball tip, you take out the closest receiver to it, and that's what Martello did, forcing second down.
Second and 10. Asante the single back. Davenport near sideline left. He's the target here. And an errant throw that time by Brandon Hill. Didn't throw it cleanly. And now on back-to-back incompletions, it's third down and 10.
Not quite sure, Matt. It's four down territory. Still too much time at 4:36 to go. And Monmouth having timeouts left. But pick up the first down here, and you don't have to worry about that.
Davenport, Richards. Come this time, slot receiver combo near sideline left, Sterling up top to the right. Duquesne showing pressure. They will rush four. Monmouth picks it up. Hill hangs in the pocket, eludes the rush, goes right, looking, still looking, and then will get sacked. Was looking for some kind of receiver adjustment down the field that never connected, and Hill is finally dropped back at the 16-yard line.
Bring up a fourth
the unfortunate
down.
Part is that Neil Sterling was open. And he was open initially off the line of scrimmage. Brandon didn't see him. Then he tried to make a play, was trying to direct traffic downfield when he broke the pocket. And the coverage too good, and he gets sacked. And Monmouth Matt will have to punt the football here.
I believe that's the fifth time today that Hill has been sacked. That one, give credit to Luis Quintana and Ryan Moore. Tough spot here. You got to try and get something on this. Goes with a low end-over-end kick. Takes a bounce at the 45 and will roll and be down in Monmouth territory at the Hawks 48-yard line. Does the defense have one more stop in them? They certainly need it right now. As MU trailing 30-23, 3:35 remaining in this 2013 season.
Matt, the defense has come up with plays all year long. Do they have, as you said, one more? And they're up against it here. Down 7. 3 minutes, 35 seconds to go in this one. And Duquesne will start with the ball in Monmouth possessions at the plus 48.
First and 10. Trick here, gotta hold Duquesne off the scoreboard of any points. Field goal, touchdown, doesn't matter. Here's the give to Ryan Ho, who gets back to the line of scrimmage, eluded the tackle of Szymanowicz in the backfield. Small loss of maybe about a half yard. Monmouth will use an early timeout here, trying to conserve the clock. 30-23, 3:29 to go. Fourth quarter, we're back in 30 seconds with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network. Second down and 11 coming up. Monmouth defense has been able to keep this 2013 game certainly competitive. They have played well here in the second half. Gave up just the one touchdown. Now looking to give their offense back the ball. 3:29 to go, fourth quarter. Play action. Beekill rolling left. He's going to tuck it. He's going to run. He will get back a little deeper into Mama territory inside the 45.
3 seconds short time.
They'll put it at the 43.5 yard line. It will be third down here and just about 6. Another timeout has been used by MU.
3:21 to go. Hawks still trail by a touchdown, and here we are. 3rd and 6. It'll be from the 43. Matt Monmouth needs to come up with one more stop. The only problem is, if Duquesne picks up good yardage here, they may elect to go for it, keep it on the ground. If not, they'll probably try to pin Monmouth deep, knowing that the Hawks have to go whatever distance potentially into the wind.
Third down and 6. This is a huge, another huge play in the game. Monmouth needs some sort of stop to set up fourth down and long. Trips this time off to the right. Beekill rolling in the flat. Finds a man. Catch is made by Devin Romming, but only a gain of about 2. It's now fourth down and 4. And more than likely, this is, I don't know, this is tough right here. You would think you would try and pin the Monmouth team back deep. If you gambled and go for it and you didn't get it, MU has a pretty good field position, and now the punt team comes on.
Yeah, I think this is, Matt, a no-brainer that you've got to punt the football and make Monmouth go the distance.
Aaron Fleck coming on to punt it away. Elijah Phillips standing at his own 10-yard line. Calls for and makes a fair catch at the 9. I would say good idea that time for Phillips. You usually say anything over your head at the 10, let it go. But anything close to that, you certainly call for it. So Monmouth 91 yards away here from the tying touchdown. They would need the extra point too, but certainly workable with 2:31 to go in this fourth quarter. Duquesne 30, Monmouth 23.
Well, I know what I'm doing. I'm looking at one player right now, and I'm going to look at number 17, Neil Sterling. He's option one. If he's not open, you can't hold on to the football if you're Brandon Hill for too long. You've got to accelerate your mental clock and get it out of your hands quickly.
Hill right now with a 4 wide receiver set. Everything 4 down territory now for Monmouth. Hangs in the pocket, throws to Davenport. Catch is made around the 15-yard line. Davenport had to come back to the 14, going out of bounds. A little bit more breathing room to work with here on about a 5-yard pickup. Make it 2nd and 5.
I like that. Make it easy for Brandon. Get one completion under his belt.
Gets the snap here again. Pressure coming. Wisely will throw it away as the rush was about to get to him. And you know you can't take a sack. Not only does that speed the clock up, but you obviously you're going to lose yards too.
Incomplete. Third down.
Well, this is where you need the offensive line to keep the white shirts off of your quarterback. Hill with Phillips and Sterling to his right. Richards and Davenport to his left. Looking left. Hanging left. Throwing for Richards. Out of bounds. Incomplete. Fourth down now in five. And fourth down likely the season right now for Monmouth.
Yeah, the Hawks are out of timeouts.
Fourth down and five.
2:09 to go. Duquesne could really just kneel down and kick a field goal if they get it back. Three passes, Matt. Haven't looked at Neil Sterling once. You got to probably go that way here.
He set himself as the far side wide receiver. Formation to the right. Hill is looking to the right. Looking down the seam. Ball is broken up. Almost intercepted by Pekarski. They wanted Elijah Phillips down the middle. Double covered. And Monmouth now giving the football back to Duquesne. On a quick set of downs for MU.
There was one completion on first down, Matt. Three straight incompletions. And that may be the last time this Monmouth offense has the football this season. No timeouts left for the Hawks, I don't believe. Again, it should be as simple as knees. And then you could try a field goal. Or if you're Duquesne, you don't want to chance it. You could probably just run the clock out.
2:02 to go. Duquesne, they're going to run out of time here to even get this playoff.
Duquesne, their first
start. They will use a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 2:02 to go here, fourth quarter. Duquesne 30, Monmouth 23. We take a 30-second pause. Back to wrap it up from Kessler Field right after this on the Shore Sports Network. First down and 10 for Duquesne. 2:02 to go, fourth quarter. Final game of the 2013 season. Here is the give, running around the left side, number 12, Jason Douglas, the senior. And Monmouth will use their final timeout of the half and stop the clock here with 1:56. You know, basically what you're looking for here, it's easy to do. You can just do some math. After the snap here, it would be third down. You put 40 seconds on in between some plays. And Monmouth will essentially run out of time and then factor in that Duquesne, if they wanted to, as you said, Eddie, they could put a field goal attempt on and make it a two-score game anyway.
Yeah, Matt, short of a fumble, a miscommunication between quarterback and center, resulting in some kind of turnover, it will be very difficult for Monmouth to get the football back with any kind of time. It's not even a situation that you're down one and you can let them score to get it back. Down seven, once Duquesne puts any points on the board, it's a two-score game. And they're probably going to keep things very conservative, very close to the vest here with 1:56 to go.
Back to the line is Beekill, has Douglas in the backfield, double tight end set. Douglas will get it up the middle. Stacked up at the 11-yard line, so when the ball is next snap, it'll be around the 72nd mark. Figure one more play after that. And then on fourth down, Duquesne would probably kick a field goal.
You got to think so. Because in their mind, even if you miss it, Monmouth has no timeouts and they'd have to go 80 yards, something like that, over 80 yards. So the clock now, the play clock is under 10. Duquesne, again, will be in no hurry. Monmouth's best bet, force that field goal attempt and try and block it.
Or strip something here. Here's Dorsey on the carry. Quick hitter up the middle. They haven't, now they set it. There's about a 23-second differential between the play clock and the game clock.
They bring up a fourth down.
And Duquesne will let this wind all the way down. And you would think bring on Austin Crimmins to try and seal the deal with a field goal.
Yeah, Matt, they're probably going to let this clock tick all the way to one on the play clock, call timeout, and then try a field goal. And then if you're Monmouth, you're bringing 11 guys to the football, and you're going to try and block it, and then give yourself at least some small chances. When Duquesne calls timeout, which they will do here, the clock will read, and the clock keeps running again. It's probably going to be
timeout.
23 or 24 seconds
Duquesne.
After they reset it, because some more time ran off.
We'll take a timeout here as well. We'll come back for what we think will be a field goal attempt for Duquesne. 24 seconds to go. Duquesne 30, Monmouth 23. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Field goal attempt of 25 yards out. Monmouth bringing everybody but cannot get to it. And Austin Crimmins with his fourth field goal of the day makes it 33-23 with 19 seconds to go. And I can't even come up with a scenario that has Monmouth able to figure out a way to tie or win this football game. Just going to run out of time.
I'm trying to search for one, trying to be the eternal optimist, Matt. It's very difficult, short of returning the kick for a touchdown and then onside kicking it, but then you start getting into, I believe, the ridiculous. And unfortunately, it looks as though MU will drop their final game of the season and drop that record to 500.
And they would finish up at 6-6. Duquesne would run their record to 7-4. These two teams will play next year to conclude the series between the two sides. Next year will be the last scheduled meeting as it sits right now between Monmouth and Duquesne. Here's Crimmins to kick off. Puts this one high. Deep enough. Brandon at the 3. Runs to the 20. Runs out of space. Taken down around the 20-yard line and with 11 seconds to go.
Devin Brandon on the return. Stop made by
Monmouth with time for one, maybe two more plays.
Yeah, at this point you have to either just throw it downfield as far as you can and hope, or run some kind of hook and ladder. Multiple lateral play, Matt. Down 10, 11 and a half seconds to go. Now the only thing to be decided is just how, in fact, the 2013 season will end.
We'll do post-game coming up after this one. Score, stats, and final thoughts. Bubble screen set up. Elijah Phillips makes the catch. He's got some room in front of him, but closed down quickly after about an 8-yard catch. And that will be the final play of the 2013 season. 33-23 is how it ends up. Monmouth back to 500 at 6-6. Almost fitting in a way with how their season went. 0-3 to 3-3, and then kind of trading wins and losses in the second half of the season for MU. Dug themselves just a little too big of a hole in that first half when they went down 13-0 and then 23-7 at the end of the second quarter with a crazy, crazy play. Another one of those you wouldn't believe it unless you saw it type plays. Tevron Brandon got stuck kind of in no man's land on the field. The kick was recovered in one play later. Duquesne putting in a touchdown right before the end of the half. Dave Thomas catching it from Dylan Beekhill, and that a big part of this football game. 33-23, final score. We come back after a 60-second timeout to wrap it up for the 2013 season. Our final post-game show right around the corner on the Shore Sports Network. Back here for the final time in our 2013 season, we start our post-game show. Duquesne wins the football game today, 33-23 over Monmouth. Our post-game show today is brought to you by World Subaru, located on Shrewsbury Avenue in Tinton Falls. WorldSubaru.com. They think the world of their customer. Let's take a look at our final game stats first for Monmouth. The offensive numbers, 407 yards of total offense, 134 on the ground, 273 through the air. Brandon Hill, 18 of 31 for 273 yards. Had three touchdown passes as KB Asante leading the ground attack today, 27 carries for 124. His number is now up over 1,000 yards for the season. Neil Sterling, 7 catches, 79 yards, had a touchdown. Mike McLafferty, 4 for 113. He had a touchdown pass as well. Dave Demersion, Gary Onakuzi, 2 of the seniors playing their final game today, leading the team in tackles each with 8. Meanwhile, for the Dukes, Dylan Beekill, 14 of 27. For 3 touchdowns, 223 yards, and an interception. Ryan Ho, 12 for 74 on the ground. And Jason Douglas added 15 carries for 52 yards in his own right. The receiving end, Dave Thomas, 6 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown. Devin Romming, 4 for 74 with a touchdown as well. A couple of key numbers in this one, a little bit un-Monmouth-like. 10 penalties today on the day. This was one of the lowest penalized teams in all of FCS football during the course of this season, but an uncharacteristic 10 today, more than double their normal per-game rate, and really cost them, especially in the fourth quarter. They had a 5-yard procedure penalty and then a 15-yard unsportsmanlike call that kind of stalled the drive that had Monmouth already in Duquesne territory. Hawks 6 of 16 on third down. Duquesne 7 of 15 on third down. Biggest swing in this game, 8 times Duquesne in the red zone. They came away with points on 7 of those. The other was a missed field goal. Monmouth 2 of 3 so far on the day today. Again, the final score, 33-23. We step out for 1 30-second timeout. We come back with our scoreboard, our kind of quick recap of the season. We'll save most of it for the coaches show coming up this week. One more break. We come back with the scoreboard right after this. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network. Our postgame show today brought to you in part by McLoone's Restaurant. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. Final game of the 2013 season. Final score in favor of the visitors. Duquesne knocks off Monmouth 33-23. We take a quick peek at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. On the top 25 circuit, number 7 Clemson knocking off the Citadel late fourth quarter. This a win for the Tigers, 52-6. They're on top, seconds to go. Number 21 Louisville, 24 Memphis, 17. Number 25 Duke with a 28-21 lead on Wake Forest. It's number 22 Oklahoma leading Kansas State 41-24. Michigan State 30 and Northwestern 6. That's now a final. At the half, number 12 South Carolina leads Coastal Carolina 42-7. Second quarter action, Alabama on top of Chattanooga 21-0. Later on today, Florida State will host Idaho. Also today, number 4 Ohio State welcoming in Indiana. Number 18 LSU will entertain number 9 Texas A&M. 16th ranked Wisconsin is on the road at Minnesota. Number 5 Oregon will play at Arizona. Arizona State matching up with the Bruins of UCLA in Los Angeles. Number 24 Ole Miss taking on number 8 Missouri. Big game tonight. Also a big game tonight as number 11 Oklahoma State welcomes in number 3 and undefeated Baylor. USC on the road tonight at Colorado. Big South activity. We congratulate both Coastal Carolina and Liberty. They will tie for the league championship as the Liberty Flames knocking off Charleston Southern 56-14 on the road. Co-champs, and now all three teams, short of Coastal, they know they are going into the FCS playoffs. But the other two teams, Liberty and Charleston Southern, kind of await their fate and see if one gets an at-large bid. Also, Gardner-Webb with a lead over Presbyterian right now, 20-7, and VMI playing in their final week as a Big South team. They lead Bucknell at the half, 20-7. Scores from some of the teams in the NEC. St. Francis, Pennsylvania beat Robert Morris 23-20. Both of those teams finish at 5-6. And third quarter action where Bryant leads Central Connecticut State 14-6. The winner in that gets 5 wins on the season. We kept our eye on this one all day long. Lafayette with a huge lead right now on Lehigh, 36-14. The Leopards are on top. A win there solidifies the Patriot League title and will send Lafayette in to the FCS playoffs with a losing record at 5-6, but a good record in conference play. That's our Coke Zero out of town scoreboard. Final thoughts here presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. Eddie, as we put a cap on this final game. A bit of an up-and-down season. And again, Coach and I will have an opportunity to talk about it at length coming up on the Coach's Show, which will air on Tuesday after the Monmouth basketball game. But starting at 0-3, getting back to 3-3, and then going win, loss, loss, two wins in a row, Brian and Wagner. You had a sense maybe Monmouth had some momentum rolling into the game here today. Just couldn't get off of that hurdle that they dug themselves a 23-7 hole at the half and lose a tough one here at the hands of Duquesne.
Yeah, Matt, real tough one to cap off this season that the Hawks started with their most difficult schedule ever, going to Montana State, going to Liberty, hosting Lehigh. Tough to rebound from 0-3. They did. And then to come back in this one, tie it at 23 and have momentum, then to have Duquesne come back, score, and then limit Monmouth offensively the rest of the way. Tough way to end the season. You know, there's no question about it that I think we had higher hopes for this team than a 500-6-6 record. They showed glimpses of what we could see when Monmouth begins Big South play next year, but unfortunately it was inconsistent play up and down, and I think that's how you perfectly end up at 6-6 when you're not able to sustain how well you can play for more than a game or two. That's what you deal with, and we look forward to obviously moving forward next season into the Big South, some new opponents not only here at Kessler Field at Monmouth Stadium, but also that we'll be able to see on the road.
Deciding play here in the overall scheme of the game. Right after Monmouth had tied it at 23, long kickoff return, and then a four-play 38-yard drive for Duquesne. Ethan Dorsey catching one in the flat from Dylan Beekill. We'll be able to wrap things up on Tuesday with the Coach's Show that will air immediately after the Monmouth basketball game that Eddie and Steve Bazaz will have for you out on the road at Penn State. Partner, good job this season. Looking forward to seeing you during the basketball season, and then obviously getting back to it football-wise. We'll do our regular signing day special that first Wednesday of February, and before you know it, it will be spring ball time, and then next season members of the Big South.
Yeah, Matt, looking forward to it without question. We're going to have a good basketball season as well. It was a pleasure working alongside you again. You're not the best in the business for nothing, and it was a great season. We look forward to continuing this, obviously, on the Shore Sports Network next year as Big South members. So, well, sir, great job as always.
Appreciate it, partner. Good job out of you as well. We want to have some thank yous to go along here. Of course, the athletic director, the vice president, director of athletics, Marilyn McNeil, who allows this to be possible for us. Jeff Stapleton, the senior associate athletic director, Antioch Capinti, the marketing crew, Greg Viscomi, Chris Tobin, the sports information department. From those at the Shore Sports Network, Ray Malaspina, a great job as always in the studios today and all season long. Brian Tadillo helping out when he did. Kevin Williams, the sports director of the Shore Sports Network. And, of course, all of us here from Monmouth University. For Eddie Acapinti, this is Matt Harmon saying so long for the 2013 season. For the final time, Duquesne knocking off Monmouth 33-23. We wish you well for this offseason. Again, we'll talk about it Tuesday night and invite you to check out GoMUHawks.com for all of the latest, most up-to-date information for Monmouth University Athletics. 33-23, the final score. For Eddie Acapinti, Matt Harmon saying so long. You've been listening to the Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.